counting down to Memorial Day and summer, which for many of us means audiobooks in the car. Full disclosure, I am into audiobooks. Recently, I've listened to Lessons in Chemistry, Hamnet, The Book of Lost Friends, those are novels, and the nonfiction book The Ransomware Hunting Team. And I am on the hunt for my next listen. So just in time, we have our book expert Tracy Thomas here with suggestions. She hosts the Stacks podcast. And Tracy, what should we do to prepare before we actually listen to a book?
So a thing that I hear a lot from readers who are new to audiobooks is they say, you know, my mind drifts, or I don't like audiobooks because I get distracted. And what I always say back to them is that I had to learn how to listen to audiobooks. I had to find the right speed for me. So I never listen to audiobooks at 1.0. I always listen at about 1.4 to 1.85 because that faster speed feels more like a conversation.
1.3, that's my speed.
Yeah. I also had to figure out that audiobooks read by the narrator, nonfiction specifically, are really my sweet spot. So if I can find an audiobook that's maybe a memoir read by the author, and then they're sort of bringing the emotion of the experience in a way that feels really authentic, that's easier for me to connect to. But I didn't know that when I started listening to audiobooks. So I had to really take my time and discover, oh, I can listen faster. Oh, fiction's harder for me, or whatever that looks like. And I encourage people to not get discouraged if they try an audiobook and they don't like it. Just like if you picked up one novel and you didn't like it, you wouldn't say, I hate books forever. So I encourage people to do the same thing with audiobooks.
Okay, let's listen to one of the picks you have on your list. Rogues is a nonfiction book by Patrick Radden Keefe. He is also the audiobook narrator. And we have sound. Here he is telling us about one of the most expensive bottles of wine ever auctioned.
According to the catalog, evidence suggested that the wine had belonged to Thomas Jefferson, and that the bottle at auction could rightly be considered one of the world's greatest rarities. The level of the wine was exceptionally high for such an old bottle, just half an inch below the cork, and the color remarkably deep for its age. The wine's value was listed as inestimable.
So Tracy, that sounded like it was on 1.0. What did you hear? And tell us about this book.
I mean, the part where he says inestimable at the end just makes me laugh. It's like such a great delivery. I love this book. I have to admit, though, I am a huge Patrick Radden Keefe fan. This book is a collection of his previously published essays. The theme is sort of like grifters, con artists, rebels, and killers. And it's just so good. He has this, people may be familiar with his very famous essay on El Chapo, which is in this book. And he reads it and you hear, he has such a great voice. He sort of has a cheeky style a little bit, which I really love. And what I like about this, especially for long drives, especially if you're driving with other people, is this is a book of essays. So they're about an hour each, give or take. So you might take a section of your road trip and listen to an essay and then decide, you know what, I want to put on that playlist and listen to some music, or we should switch to a podcast. But essays make it really easy and digestible, especially if you're just getting into audiobooks.
Speaking of essay collection, you suggest Quietly Hostile. It is an essay collection by comedian Sam Irby, who also reads her own book. Let's take a listen to that.
I get embarrassed for being a person with basic tastes who does not interrogate things very deeply. A person who needs to be smacked in the face with the subliminal message because I absolutely will not suss it out for myself. Can someone explain Parasite to me, please?
Free association in the form of an audiobook. That's what I hear. What do you hear?
These essays are so funny. I love Sam Irby. This is her fourth book, and I've listened to all of them. She's so self-deprecating, which is something that I think can be really fun if it's done well. But she's also really smart and an incredible cultural critic. She has such an observant eye. I do want to warn people, there's a lot of bathroom stuff. And if that makes you uncomfortable, you might skip this book. But to be fair, Samantha Irby is known. She's been very public with her experience with Crohn's disease. So there, you know, it's rooted in something, but there is a lot of bathroom talk in this book.
All right. So we've talked about a few nonfiction selections. Do you have any fiction recommendations as well?
So in similar vein with essays. I also recommend short stories. A collection called Stories from the Tenants Downstairs by Sadiq Fafana is a collection I love. It has a multi-cast, so every short story is read by a different voice actor.
Oh, wow.
And it's interconnected short stories. So everyone in the book lives in the same low-income housing complex in Harlem, and they're talking about their lives. So there's a story of a teenage boy who is dancing on the subway. There's a story of a mom, a young mom who's struggling to make rent. There's a story of a teacher who is at the same high school as, or middle school as, the boy who dances on the train. So you're kind of connecting everybody. They're very funny, a lot of heart, also some really serious, poignant ones. It's just a really beautiful collection, and having a different voice actor read each story keeps it really fresh.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk briefly about celebrity audiobooks. Of course, Prince Harry has his out. It's called Spare. And let's take a listen to that. Here's Prince Harry describing being back at Frogmore Cottage. That's the English home he and Meghan Markle left behind when they came to the US.
How beautiful it all is, I thought. And also, how sad. Once upon a time, this was going to be my forever home. Instead, it had proved to be just another brief stop. When my wife and I fled this place, in fear for our sanity and physical safety, I wasn't sure when I'd ever come back.
Wow. I mean, to me, because he is talking about being sad and fear, the voice works for me. What do you think?
Yeah, totally. I mean, so this is an audiobook that I listened to, I think, at about 1.8, because he's a little slow. He's a little bit of a slow talker. But I love that he reads it, of course. And you do feel like you're having this intimate conversation with someone that maybe you know or hope to know. It's long. I do want to warn folks, it's a long one. But the chapters are super short. Some of them are like 2 minutes, that's all. So it's easy to kind of pause if you need to, if you're on a long drive or you're doing chores around the house or whatever. I listened to it in between folding laundry and making dinner and all of those things. But it's pretty juicy for people who are curious about the Windsors.
All right, finally, recommendations for people who are planning to take a long car trip, as we are. We're going to be going to Ohio, maybe 8 hours each way, and want a book that's going to kind of carry us for a while.
I've got two. I've got a nonfiction and a fiction. The nonfiction pick is His Name is George Floyd, which just won the Pulitzer for general nonfiction. So not only is it a good audiobook, but it's also a great book to read if you want to read it off the page. And it's an examination of the life of George Floyd, written by two Washington Post journalist Tolu Olurunipa and Robert Samuels. It's read by Dion Graham, who is a professional audiobook guy. So he's giving you this rich baritone. They are bringing the story of George Floyd to life in a way that, I've said this before, when I heard about this book, I was like, I don't really want to read this. Seems a little yucky. I devoured it. I thought it was just so phenomenal. Dion Graham brings this man to life. The story, the way that they dig deep into George Floyd's family history, they go back to his ancestors who were enslaved. It's just an incredible piece of journalism that makes his whole life make more sense in the context of America as a whole. And then my other recommendation, that is The Covenant of Water, which is the newest Oprah Winfrey Book Club pick by Abraham Verghese. People might know him as the author of Cutting for Stone. And this is a multi-generational saga about a medical mystery going through generations of a family. And it's an 800-page book, I think, maybe 700-page book. So you're going to have plenty of audiobook hours. I have not read it yet, but it is queued up for my audiobook for my summer trip. So this is the one that I'm the most excited to read.
The Covenant of Water. We've been talking to Tracy Thomas, our book expert. She's creator and host of the podcast The Stacks, and we've been talking about audiobooks. And as always, we will have Tracy's entire list of suggestions at hereandnow.org. Tracy, great to talk to you as always. Thank you.
Thank you.